أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ما شاء الله ده منصف رمضان. And we notice sometimes when you go to sleep late after Fajr, you try to sleep early, but it doesn't go, it happens about 2 hours after. And then, mashallah, start yawning by 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And it's not easy, but it's still a great qurbani, especially on those people who work all day. It's not easy. For me, it's very easy. I'll tell you straightforward. But people who work, it's a great mujahada, great mujahada. So sometimes you may think as well, I wish I could come to the masjid and do ibadat all day in the month of Ramadan. But because I have to work night shift, I have to work in the morning, I have to work 8 and 9 hours, sometimes we feel, does Allah love me? Am I going to get the same reward? Am I going to get the same ajr? I'm telling you, you'll get more ajr. We'll get more ajr. And there's a sick pay from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's always a sick pay. There's always a sick pay from Allah. We give sick pay to our employees, we should do. Allah gives sick pay as well. If we are doing certain ibadat or carrying out a certain work of deen constantly, and suddenly we stick with some sort of illness, some bimari, for which we are unable to carry out that deed, Allah will give you the sawab and ajr for that amal as well. Allah will give you ajr. Subhanallah. Azeemul Ghareeb. Going to work is also part of deen. Is seeking rozi, sustenance. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ Allah mentions. Seek the grace of Allah, the fadl of Allah. As long as it's halal, and you're not breaking any rules of the sharia, subhanallah. Subhanallah. So don't ever think that way, okay, by, you know, month of Ramadan. Yes, if you can take a holiday, that's different. But always remember, subhanallah, as long as we're not breaking the sharia, and other time we have, we're doing the ibadat of Allah, Allah will reward us immensely. Today my topic is on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our whole goal and objective of the month of Ramadan should be that the last days of Ramadan, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should increase to such a level that now worshipping Allah is not a burden anymore, but worshipping Allah is like a pleasure for us. We're doing it willingly. But some people, mashallah, when they carry out the ibadat of Allah, they're to such a level that they get a buzz. You know, people take drugs, take a spliff, like that, and they're in cloud nine. Anybody? I haven't taken it, so I don't know. Right? But it's true. I'm sure you know the feeling, whoever does it. They don't know what's going on. They're just intoxicated. They love it. Actually, it is any amal, any deed that you are addicted to. Addiction. Anybody? You get that buzz. You can't live without it. You can't live without it. Similarly, the Allah wale, those who love Allah so much, they can't live without namaz. They can't live without zikr. They can't live without tilawat of Quran. They can't live without giving in charity. If they hurt someone's feeling, they feel restless inside. Because that is also part of deen. Make sure we don't hurt anyone. From us, no one gets hurt. Amazing. So it's an amazing feeling. That should be our objective in the month of Ramadan. And secondly, the last days of Ramadan, our feeling should be that in the heart, Allah instills the hatred towards guna and sin. Gunaon se nafrat paida ho jati hai. How can I do this? He's my creator, he's my nourisher, he's my sustainer, he's my khalik, he's my malik, he's my razik. How can I upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we love someone so much, we don't upset them. Simple. Shaykh al-Hind, Mawla Mahmud Hassan Deobandi rahimahullah, when he was sent to the prison of Malta, there's a whole book called Prisoners of Malta, worth reading. How he was during the freedom, the movement of freedom of India, they were very active, mashallah. Him, Hazamana Hussain Ahmad Badri, rahmatullah alayhi, the whole book called Prisoners of Malta, where they were sent to Malta in prison. And when Shaykh al-Hind, Mawla Mahmud Hassan Deobandi rahimahullah was sent to prison, he said, he made a beautiful statement. It's worth understanding and reflecting. He said, Asal qaidi to main nahi hoon. Asal qaidi main nahi hoon. Asal qaidi to wo hai jo guna ki zindagi mein qaid hai. He says, I'm not the real prisoner. The real prisoner is that person who's imprisoned in the life of sin. What does that mean? A person's on drugs. He wants to leave that guna of drugs, but he can't. One day, 2 day, 3 day, back again. One day, 2 day, back again. 1 day, 2 day, back again.
He's trying so hard. He's just imprisoned. He wants to be free. You're in prison, you want to be free, but you can't. May Allah protect everyone. And protect those who are in that as well. I'm not giving no tana or anything. I feel sympathetic towards them. Okay, you at least you got that will and that courage that you want to get out of it. Some are addicted to pornography. They want to go out, they cannot go out. To such an extent that even after marriage, may Allah protect us, it remains. That's why we say to many youngsters that from the age of 13, 14, teenage years until the age of 25 are the most crucial years of anyone's life. If at that particular moment we protect our habits, our adat, that will last right until the day we die. It does. But if we do not, and we, in that 10-year period, drugs, alcohol, pornography, everything else, even normal other sins that we don't, lying, cheating, being deceptive, it remains right until they are very hard to change the habit. Very hard. Then people, mashallah, they cry a lot as well. They cry so much in the night. Oh Allah, I'm trying to leave this sin, but I'm finding it very difficult. Oh Allah, show me the way. And you have to have real strong willpower. After 20, 30 years of a certain habit, a bad habit, you have to have a strong willpower. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult. Very difficult. May Allah grant us all. May Allah grant us all. And it's not easy on those parents whose children go through this and they sit day and day out. They know, but they can't do anything. May Allah have mercy on them as well. May Allah have mercy on them. I would say the modern day challenge is the nurturing of our children. The modern day biggest challenge is the nurturing of our children. Biggest challenge, more than any other thing. And that's why we should put our differences aside and focus on that more than anything. Don't cry over petty things. Don't cry over petty things anymore. See where our nojawan and our young and our youth are going. What world is they're going to see in the next 10 to 20 years? We're seeing a change already. What they are going to see, Allah protect us all. The fitnas that are coming, me and you, if you are teenagers, we will not be able to control ourselves. For many youngsters who we see, mashallah, still strong in the iman and Islam and deen, that is a big ni'mat. And in this day and age, they are jannati. They are jannati. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. So we talked about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one of the signs of the love of Allah is that your love for ibadat increases. Worship, pleasure, you get sweetness, and you get a buzz. Then you want to carry on doing it. I had Mutisa mentioned one bayan the other day, and I was listening, so I mentioned this. Imam Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar, Hanafi scholar, student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he will perform 200 rakat namaz in the night. How many? 200. 200 for us, 8 and 20 in Tarabi is like a big thing. And we look at by Jaldi Bagoyas. But that doesn't mean that we should not take into consideration people who are muqtadi when we're leading the prayers. And that's a different issue altogether. It's a different subject. Khair. But 200 rakats in the night. In our days, we probably think to ourselves, is that even possible? By which narration is it from? Is it authentic? Is it not authentic? 200, it don't come to my mind anymore. It won't come to our mind anymore because for us to perform 2 rakat namaz is so difficult for us now. That's why it's become difficult. But the question here is, it's about the love of Allah, that how is it possible to perform 200 rakat in the night? Imam Yusuf, a modern day youngster, a modern day person, a person looking at the life now at this moment, how is he going to feel? 200 rakat in the morning is impossible. I'll tell you it's possible. If we can flick to Netflix series episode one after the other, one after the other, you start at 9 o'clock in the night, you'll finish at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you, you're going to be buzzed. And I know people say, "Have you? How many? I've caned the whole episodes. I've caned the whole series.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm just giving an example here. Whether what you're doing or not is right or wrong, I leave that to you. I leave that to myself. A person's on the night on the phone talking to his beloved, he's on WhatsApp, on texting, and all night he's getting the mazah and the lutf and the pleasure. Whether it's halal or haram, again, we leave that to our own imagination. But that person will say, we had a lovely talk last night, 6 hours, amazing, 7 hours. I didn't even have to go to the washroom. Okay? I didn't even blink an eye. I didn't even have to go down for a cup of tea. I didn't even have to say, by now we need a break after half an hour, 1 hour, have a little rest. It just continued all night. Why? If a person can do that all night for 6 hours, can a person not perform 200 rakats in the night? But now the question is, how did Imam Muslim tonight put 200 rakat namaz in the night? I tell you why. One of the reasons is, he must have so much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must have so much love for Allah to be able to stand up in the night with no other purpose. You're not going to get any money straight away. You're not going to get something got straight in your bank account in the morning. Nothing like that. Because we're living in a world of everything tangible. It has to be in my hands. It has to be I see. This is all about yu'minuna bil ghayb. Iman on the unseen. He understands the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much love he must have to go on 200 rakat in the namaz. Amazing. Al-musalli yunaji rabbahu. Al-musalli yunaji rabbahu. Musalli, a worshipper, is conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musalli jo hai, apne parwardigar se baat karta hai, guftagu karta hai. So when a person has so much love for someone, when you're talking with them, you get so much, you get overwhelmed. You don't want to stop talking. Why? Because you have so much love. This is the purpose of Ramadan, to attach and connect with Allah to that extreme of love that we don't want to stop talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to stop talking to Allah. We want to continue conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us that love. Then when it comes to opening the Quran Kareem, it's not a burden. We can't wait to open the Quran Kareem. When you go into sijda, we feel like we don't want to get out of sijda. Because sijda is one posture in salah which is the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person gets very close to Allah when he's in sijda, because now he's completely submitting himself bodily, spiritually, physically, the heart, right on the sijda. Allahu Akbar. That is total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us that love. Sometimes the heart whispers to me and you, to all of us, that does Allah love me? Does Allah love me? Does Allah care for me? Does Allah remember me? Or does Allah overlook me? Does Allah forget me? First of all, to have such a feeling in the heart itself that does Allah love me, shows Allah loves us. Shows Allah loves us. Because a dead heart doesn't feel that way. A person's heart which is dead spiritually, it doesn't feel that way, doesn't even think, okay, does Allah love me or not? But that person who misses Allah, who having these questions in their heart, does Allah love me? That shows that Allah loves that person. There are a couple of signs that Allah loves me and you. Remember these signs. I might not be able to finish today, but inshallah some other time as well. Sign number one is that I'm sitting here, you are sitting here, and we think, does Allah love me? I'm sitting here in the house, does Allah love me? For us sitting here in the house of Allah is the big sign that Allah loves me.
For me coming into the house of Allah, that is a sign that Allah loves me. We are listening to a reminder. That's what we're doing now. We are coming in the house of Allah. It's not a coincidence. Ye koi ittifaq nahi hai. It's not a coincidence. Nothing in the eyes of Allah is coincidental. Ittifaq. There's a planning. So when we're in the house of Allah, when we are listening to the remembrance of Allah, that is a sign that Allah loves me and you. That one talk, one tilawat, one zikr touches our heart and we feel the need to improve ourselves. That is a sign that Allah loves. Out of billions and billions of people, Allah gave me and you the tawfiq to say one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, one Allahu Akbar, taking the name of Allah. That is a sign that Allah loves me and you. Because I tell you, there are so many people who struggle with even saying la ilaha illallah. There are so many people who struggle with saying even la ilaha illallah. They'll be in the house of Allah, but still not, they'll struggle to say la ilaha illallah. So one sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, subhanallah, is the ability to carry out any good deed. That is a sign that Allah loves us. Second sign that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves me and you is that how many times we want something but we don't get it? We want something, we don't get it. The door closes, we didn't get that promotion. Okay? The door closed, we didn't get that promotion, we wanted something, we wanted that house, we didn't get it. We wanted that girl, we didn't get her. Okay? We wanted this, we wanted that, we didn't get. But later on, after 10 years, we realized it's good we never got that, otherwise we got it destroyed. It's good we did not get that, otherwise this would have happened. It's good I didn't get that, otherwise this would happen. That is the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a sign that Allah azza wa jal loves me and you. لَا تَحْسَبُهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you think something is bad for you, but in reality it's good for you. Meaning in the longer run. Allah knows about the longer run. Me and you don't know about the longer run. See, that's where we forget the aqidah. Allah knows about the longer run. What you do here, what is going to happen? Me and you don't know. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the true sign of Allah's love, Allah mentions in the Quran Kareem, this is the state of a believer. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. And those of faith and iman are overflowing in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. Just inshallah announcement, tomorrow inshallah, after Asr prayer, Asr's at 4:30, we have the honor of the great South African scholar, Mona Salman Qattani sahab, inshallah. He'll be giving us a great orator, a great speaker. Inshallah, we'll be giving a speech in English tomorrow, inshallah, after Asr Salah. I request all brothers, inshallah, to participate in the program, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept, inshallah.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A couple of very important announcements, inshallah. The first one is, alhamdulillah, the first 10 days of Ramadan are now complete. Inshallah, we're heading into the second Ashara, and then soon we'll be heading into the last 10 days. With that in mind, inshallah, again this year, the itikaf, a number of brothers have asked about doing itikaf. Alhamdulillah, the itikaf forms are available from the office after Asr every day, inshallah. So those brothers wishing to sit in itikaf, which is a very blessed sunnah, those brothers wishing to sit in itikaf are encouraged to pick up the forms after Asr Salah from the masjid office, which is just down that way, inshallah. Secondly, this is obviously a very serious, important matter regarding our safety and security of the Musallis and our community generally. Many of you will be aware of the incident in Manchester where two suspects walked into the masjid armed with axes, hammers and knives. Alhamdulillah, they were apprehended by the volunteers that were providing security for the masjid at the time. You may not be aware that yesterday morning there was also an attack in Worcester on an outbuilding where the outbuilding of a community hub run by a masjid, Worcester Central Masjid, was firebombed. Allah Alam knows what the reasons for that. Clearly we're living in times which are, we're living in difficult times, we're living in hostile times. To secure our community, safeguard each other, we are looking for volunteers to help man the doors during, especially during Tarawih time, and just to provide that added security and awareness. So if anybody is able to volunteer some of their time, ideally we could do with 8 to 10 volunteers so we can run a rota. So if anybody is able to volunteer their time, brothers are encouraged to contact myself or one of the imams or any of the other committee members. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي زين الشهور بشهر رمضان وزين الليالي بليلة القدر هي خير من ألف شهر الذي تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة ينال بها الشاهد دار الرضوان وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي سيد الأتقياء والأنام. أما بعد، فيا معشر الإخوان، قد حان عليكم شهر عظيم، شهر مبارك، شهر رمضان. هو شهر قال فيه حبيب الرحمن من صامه وقام فيه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. هو شهر فيه للصائم فرحتان، فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه. هو شهر تفتح فيه أبواب الجنان، شهر تسلسل فيه مردة من الجن والشيطان. شهر هي فيه خير ليلة من ألف شهر، ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك يجده أهل الإيقان. هو شهر أوله رحمة، وأوسطه مغفرة، وآخره عتق من النيران. فيا أيها المفرطون في طاعة المنان، اجتنبوا الفرصة واستبقوا الخيرات، فهل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان؟ أعدوا الزاد ليوم المعاد، فإن ربكم لبالمرصاد. عليكم بتقوى الله، فإن التقوى من مقاصد الصوم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. والإحياء في العشر الأواخر بالاعتكاف والقيام، فإنه من سنن سيد الأنام. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل عشر الأواخر أحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله وشمر عن ساق الجد وشد الميذة. هذا هو المغفور له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. إن أحسن الكلام كلام الله الملك العلام. قال الله تعالى في كلامه: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا، وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا. وقال تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وعلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى أزواج سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى أصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نسائها للجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين والسودان والهند وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلحهم وأصلح ذات بينهم. اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم، وامكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. اللهم لعن كفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وامح آثارهم واقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
صفوں کو درست کر لیں، straight in the rows, fill the gaps. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتعالى. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم إنا ذكرك وشكرك يا خستك اللهم ربنا لنا أزواجنا وذرياتنا اللهم اشفنا واشف اللهم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم يينا والصديقين والشهداء الصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامتين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الحمل والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن وضلع الدين ونعوذ بك من كهل الرجال اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا أهلنا ومالنا اللهم استر عوراتنا وأمن اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ من شرورهم اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم شرورهم صلى الله عليه وسلم برحمتك يا رب